وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي صاحب. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Abba Afiyat, and I'm sure your trip to Carolina and further, Allah Ta'ala grant you success and may the Ummah benefit tremendously. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 38, Surah Uswad, and verses number 26 and 27. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, David, peace be upon him. He is a prophet and a messenger selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His honorable name is mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Dami Nami, Isme Grami means, and David in our Arabic language means a person who runs very fast, always ready to take on the enemy whenever the need arises. So yeah, Almighty Allah is elevating him even further. Chapter number 38, verse 26. Ya Dawood, O you, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we juxtapose and draw a comparison, we will see 25 prophets and messengers' names are mentioned in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah addresses them directly by their names. But when it came to Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 47, also dedicated to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Muhammad. But we don't find that Ya Muhammad like that Allah saying in the noble Quran sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Ya Ayyuha Rasul, Ya Ayyuha Nabi, Ya Al-Muzammil, Ya Al-Mutassir, all honorary titles for the Master alayhi salam. Allah is conferring so much respect, honor, and love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam. He was, he is, he always will be the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the entire universe and creation. So yeah, we also must do that. Whenever we take the Nami Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it must be with true love and much respect. Remember that. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. We have made you the deputy here on this earth. Allah uses the royal pronoun inna ja'alnaka. Who can do that? Only Almighty Allah can do that. Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nuhyi wa numit. We give life, we give death. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Here where I am, Carolina, Ermelo, all these places, they were informing me last night. There is an acute shortage of rain, so we should make dua for them. Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Manshur Rahmataka Alayhim. Ya Allah, send your mercy on all these places. Wherever there is a shortage, every person, male, female, adult and child should read istighfar abundantly. Chapter 71 and verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Yursidis samaa alaykum mitrara. Allah will send wonderful rain for you. So that is all, Majjal Allah Jalla Wala. So he uses the plural and to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, and it is a symbol of reverence and respect at the same time. Inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. We made you the deputy on this earth. Meaning, you have to implement the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on this earth. So you are there in the land of Palestine. Fahkum bayna an-nasi bil-haq. So you, O Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, you are the Nabi, the Prophet, the Messenger alayhi salam. You are the king and the ruler, and you are the judge as well. So judge the, pass the judgment amongst the people, all of them Muslim, non-Muslim, bil haqqi, with justice and truthfulness. Wala tattabi'il hawa, and do not follow the base desires of the people and the masses. You see what happens? You need to understand these two words, ittiba. Ittiba, when you look at philology, history, you have a cow, and that cow gives birth to its tabi, tabi'a, the calf. So that is the calf will follow the mother in every hook, nook, and corner, everywhere. So when we follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 3, verse 31, so remember that Almighty Allah teaches us, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Then you must follow me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and your sins will be forgiven. And hawa. Hawa means to go lower, lower, lower. The base desires of people. Look at the whole world, the micro and the macro. So people today, 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion led astray because they want to become Abdul Hawa. They want to become the slaves of their warm fancies and base desires. They don't want to become Abdullah, Ibadullah, Ibadur Rahman, the true servants and slaves of Allah. So wala tattabi'il hawa. So never ever follow the desires, base desires, especially of the people. For yudillaka an sabilillah, then they will mislead you and they will lead you astray. That is obviously the prophets and messengers will not be led astray, but that is hypothetically the message is for me and you, that if we bow down to the pressure of the masses and the people, then they will lead us astray because people like freedom, they like haram things, and they find it irresistible and so forth. Allah forbid. Inna allazeena yadilluna an sabilillah. And verily those people there who deviate from the right path, the path of Almighty Allah, Allah has chalked out the path for us. Send the greatest and the mightiest and most beloved messenger, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the role model to show us how to implement the Sharia and the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. So all that we have a practical demonstration by the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna alladhina yudilluna an sabilillah. So verily those people who deviate from the right path, the path of Almighty Allah, lahum adabun shadidum bima nasu yawm al-hisab. These verses are not verses of history. Every verse here is a message for me and you. For them there will be a severe, severe punishment. Why? Bima nasu yawm al-hisab. Because conveniently they have forgotten the day of reckoning. People do business deal today. So now that person does not want to pay the creditor. He says, yeah, he's no more asking me, man, what was I pay him? What will you answer on the day, yawm al-hisab, the day of reckoning? People inheritance today, this one is eating up his brother, this one is eating up the share and usurping the share of the sister. What will we say on the day of Qiyamah? Almighty Allah says that such people will go to Jahannam khalidina fiha, walahu azabun muheen. for such people, Allah will dispatch them to the hellfire for a very, very long time, Allah forbid, and a humiliating, disgraceful punishment awaits them. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 14. So therefore, O Muslim, O Muslima, read now with me, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, we make our reckoning, our accounting on the day of justice, our accountability very easy for us. We just show our face, we go overseas, we go Makkah, Medina, we go India, we go Pakistan, Dubai, New York, China, Russia. So now you have to go. Before presenting all your documents, then they tell you all these things, what you got to declare, anything to go or declare, red light, nothing to declare, green light. So that which light will we go through just to resonate with our puny little brains? So Ya Allah, let us just show our face, and next stop will be Jannat al-Firdaus. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Ya Allah, make our reckoning easy on the day of justice. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ. We just saw and we experienced, and people sat in the snow for 30 hours. The reports are coming in, and what trauma they went through. Oh, Allah gives us a small little sample example. So what do you think about the cosmos, the universe, the creation? وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ. See again, Allah uses the plural to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. And we have not created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, whether it is the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets, or the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand and the lakes and the oceans and the rivers, forests, jungle. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And everything in between, the clouds, we go with the plane, and you just marvel at all the clouds and the creation of Almighty Allah in between. بَاطِلَ. So we have not created it batil, that is without a purpose. And remember, there is definitely something that is for Allah created it for me and your benefit. So it is not created in vain, remember that. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. The Almighty Allah created all this for your benefit, O human being, because you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That is the false belief of the kuffar. Then they think the heavens and earth are just created in vain, and then they die, and there's nothing to account and reckoning. Nay, we reject it totally. Hence, Almighty Allah states, ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That is the false belief of the non-Muslims. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the word وَيْلٌ in the Quran Sharif, or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses it there in the Ahadith Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, that means the people will end up in Jahannam. Chapter 83, verse number 1. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. Woe and destruction to the people who are committing fraud. So imagine that we should be our, that we say, Ronte kare ho jate. Our hair should be standing up. We should be so concerned and so forth. For wailun, so Almighty Allah says, for wailun lilladina kafaru, so woe and destruction and Jahannam and hellfire, Allah forbid, lilladina kafaru min an-nar, for those people who are sane and mature, and they are the ones who commit this kufr and this disbelief. So may Almighty Allah keep our iman, our faith, our Islam intact, and we increase and enhance it all the time. Keep on reading chapter 3, surah 3, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you have given us this hidayat, this nur, this regions and effulgence in the inner recesses of our heart, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, grant us from your side a special mercy to envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. And then Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, that give me death on Iman, on Islam, and make that the best day in our life, as mentioned in Musnad Ahmad by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. So tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Beautiful du'as, supplications enshrined in the noble Quran, in the sunnah and mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Rabiul Awwal, 1446, Gaza genocide. Today is day number 355. We're coming to one whole year, and the enemies, the Zionists, the Americans, and all their allies, remember 65, 70 countries, trying to eliminate and totally defeat Hamas and all of them. But Allah's help is with them. Allah's help is always with the truth. So we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the murderers of prophets and messengers, they murdered and martyred Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, and they are the murderers of Zacharias and John the Baptist, for those of you who won the biblical terms. So here we see that yesterday, day for yesterday, more than 50 children, who have not even reached the age of puberty, have been martyred and murdered there in Lebanon. So what do you want, Israel? They want three things. They say they want to defeat Hamas and Hezbollah, and then they want to take control and so forth. They have that lust for power, and they want to keep on stealing and expanding what they call Eretz Israel. You need to understand and look at their flag. The white flag with the blue line on top and the blue line at the bottom. Min al-Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River to the River Nile. That is Eretz Israel. We say, Hasha wa kalla, it will never happen, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. All these settlers, we will make them homeless, inshallah. So we must always place and pin our hopes on Almighty Allah. And when we make dua, cry, beg, petition, Allah say, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz, Ya Allah, you are the Almighty, you are the All-Powerful, Ya Allah. You decimate and destroy them and all their hidden agendas and sinister motives, they and their allies. And killing hundreds of people daily in Gaza, now in Lebanon. The Biden, remember what he does, Joe genocide? So Sleepy Joe, he addresses the United Nations and he says what the settlers are doing in the West Bank. Joe, all that cheap talk of yours is hopeless, as you are a good-for-nothing important. Your own party dumped you. And they said you are a good-for-nothing guy. You can't even control your bowels properly and so forth. When are you going to apply sanctions? The Haaretz newspaper say America should apply sanctions on these two ministers, one Smotrich and one Ben-Gvir. That is your newspaper, the Jutla newspaper. They also know the harm they are causing to the Jewish nation and to Israel, locally, nationally, and internationally. So these are all haramis. So all condemnation and no action means nothing to us. When your South Africa was going through apartheid, then we were the ones who were suffering, whether you were African, colored, Indian, and so forth. So quickly, there were sanctions, and they were expelled from FIFA and all. Russia came, invaded. Quickly, there were sanctions, and they were called war criminals. So Israel is committing worse crimes for more than 76 years, more than 77 years. So why not the same thing? An Israeli principal, a Jutla, he says Bibi Netanyahu is a murderer and he is a dictator. So the own Jutlas are using these terms. So therefore, what are the words? So sitting at United Nations and just condemning, and you Muslim nations, 57, 60 nations, good for nothing. Well, why don't you sever ties with Israel? No, you want to be on the bandwagon. You want to make America happy. You want to make Israel happy. Saudi Arabia, and then Emirates, and then you see Jordan, Egypt, and then you see Bahrain, Morocco. So what is our ruling regarding such people? We say the whole lot, the leadership of Murtaddeen and Kha'ineen and Ghaddarin. Each one of them is an apostate out of the fall of Islam. They are traitors and treacherous to Islam and to the Muslims across the world. We need to be very clear about this. We have people now there. You must remember at Gaza, there in Palestine, not Gaza, but there in Jerusalem, Al-Quds and so forth. When they feel like allowing them inside the masjid, they allow them. And when they don't feel like, they won't allow them. So is this your democracy? So remember, your democracy stinks, oh jutlas, haramis, murderers, war criminals. And remember, 1 hour from there is Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. I went there 5 times to read Salat. 89, I was there. 92, I was there. It's our masjid. 94, Baruch Goldstein, the Harami, the mass murderer. 15, Ramadan, whilst our brothers are reading Salat, he murdered 29 of them, cold-blooded murder. They became shuhada martyrs in the mosque, in the masjid itself. The others succumbed to the injury, plus minus 70 of them became shuhada. He was dispatched straight to hell. He's being roasted, toasted in the hellfire currently as well, the Harami. So we must be very clear on that. So what do? They have a big concert there in the masjid, around the masjid, and nobody is allowed from the Muslims and Palestinians. Ambassadors came, diplomats came, they're not allowed. So imagine, they want to steal more and more of our masjid. So once they have succeeded in that, then the next target is Aqsa. Where are you Arab rulers and leaders? Where are you Muslims? You Muslims in South Africa, Africa, do you even know all this is happening? So remember, jutlas are the murderers of prophets and messengers and baby killers, and they steal our mosque, and they will demolish our mosque and demolish the churches and so forth and so on. So we must name them, shame them, and nail them, these haramis. So remember that Israel is violating the Aqsa status quo and so forth and so on. That's what Jordan and them are saying. And that's just cheap talk from all these guys, you know. So the Qatar guy will say this, and that will say this, and then Turkey will say. So the Maldives president, he condemned Israel, and he said they're not even welcome in his country. So that's a good statement. Remember, small little country, Maldives, we've been there. And you must remember that they speak, but these big countries who got so much leverage, but they all frightened of America. They fear people more than they fear Allah. Allah says you must fear Allah. So remember that. Urdu Khan says in the United Nations, there in New York, United Nations and Western values are the dying in Gaza. So meaning all their talk of human rights and all their talk of international law, all that is violated openly, brazenly by Israel, supported by America, Britain, Germany, France, India, and all these haramis put together and so forth. Yeah. U.S. is sending more and more troops to Israel and so forth. There is one Wahhabi scholar, one Najdi scholar, Saudi Arabia, you Salafis listen, his name Sheikh Nafi, he says to boycott Israel is un-Islamic. Can you believe these scholars for dollars? So a statement like this cannot come unless it is approved, you must remember, by the hierarchy. So who's the hierarchy? So there is, who's the hierarchy? MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Who the hell are you? Your name is Nafi, but you are not Nafi. Nafi means to be an asset to the Ummah. Your name is Dar. You're a liability and a curse to this Ummah, you Wahhabi and Najdi. Even Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, refuse to make dua for you Najdis. And don't come and sell us that story that Najd refers to Iraq. Go and study the Sahih Ahadith, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam designated the miqat, the mawaqit, and the places li ahli al-Madina zul hulifa, wa li ahli al-Yaman yalamlam, wa li ahli Najdin ay qarnul manazil. So Najd is there in Saudi Arabia. So nothing to do with Iraq. So therefore, Najdis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hunaka al-Zanazil wal-Fitan, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. So you see this? If you don't say every scholar, but guys who make crazy statements like the so-called Nafi, good for nothing, he says to boycott Israel is un-Islamic. Go to hell, man. So the Muslims, we say you boycott the Starbucks and your all this McDonald's and KFC and whatever you can. We need to bring the Jutlas and Americans to their knees. Remember this. Look at Saudi Arabia. You Muslims, you Salafis, you scholars for dollars, going to the embassies and celebrating Saudi Arabia's 94th anniversary. You were eating there. Look at this. They had a concert, musical festival there in Riyadh. Now, 2 days ago. And they brought the guys who look like Lucifer and Satan's children, and they singing in their music and making a mockery of Surah Qiyamah, chapter 75. Yesterday, before I delivered the lecture for 1 hour in Carolina, the Qari Sahib, Qari Abdul Rahman, so African Sheikh, mashallah, read Surah Qiyamah. I said, brothers, the Surah is chapter 75. It comprises 40 verses. In the Riyadh, in a festival, they dancing and the music, the pianos, the guitars and the drum, and they're making a mockery of the Quran. That is your Saudi Arabia. And you want to come tell me they're Muslim? People who make a mockery of the Quran, people who are bringing satanic forces there. Waylul lil Arab. Where there is destruction for the Arabs. And these Najdis and MBS, Pakka, Murtad, and whosoever, Waman Shakka fi Kufrihi, and if you got doubt regarding his Kufr, then think properly, where is your Iman? So don't sell your soul, you Salafi scholars. FIFA will not ban and expel Israel. You see that? Money talks all language. Al-Fulus tatakallam bi kulli lughat. How the hell you think Saudi Arabia will get the World Cup for 2034? They got no human rights. It's a complete dictatorship there. How many thousand people are languishing in jail for speaking the truth? Ulama and scholars and others. But money, the Jutlas, bribe the FIFA. No, and then there will be other pressures, America and so forth. Trump, they say, is bad for the American Jews and the Israeli Jews. So that's bad news for Trump, trumpeting it away. Israel is called the bulldozer capital, the bulldozer justice. They don't like Muslims in a certain state. Bring the bulldozer, demolish their houses. Bring the bulldozer, demolish their masajid and mosque. And then we will worry what the court says. That is your Hindufta. That is your Modi. That is your BJP. That is your RSS. Your worst enemies, Muslims. Wake up from your slumber. Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies for now and the future are the Jews and the Hindus and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. We never ever said every Hindu, every Jew, but we definitely will say majority Hindus, majority Jews. Look at Israel, India, the unholy alliance. You don't understand. Then chapter 5, verse 82. Look at the last verse of the 6 Jews, 6 Subara. You will find it there. Earth tremor, remember, has struck Soweto and parts of Johannesburg and Woodport. That's right next to Lens. We surrounded. Allah is showing you what your technology, what your army, with whatever you nuclear. In 1 second, 3rd second, I can decimate and destroy you. Why does Allah send the snow? Why does Allah send the earth tremor? Why does Allah Ta'ala send hurricanes and winds? ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِإِبَادَةٍ. Allah is warning the servants. If you don't careful, I will decimate and destroy you as I destroyed the nations and generations before you. Beg Allah, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. Ya Allah, you alone are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Always beg Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort, protection. protection من كل سوء ومكروه, from all types of evil. Elon Musk, born in South Africa, his father, and they made money during the apartheid years, multi-billionaire, he's discussing issues with CR, and they're discussing more issues of investment. Which type of investment, CR? Palapala, nigalamali, you see that? So is it kosher? As they tell us nowadays, we don't know, but a lot of things are happening. So Musk and Russell are meeting, you see. Warmer weather expected in Carolina, so here also, they say it was extremely cold, so yesterday, last night, it was cold, but not extremely cold, and 3,000 bodies plus are waiting there in South African mortuaries, not claimed, the families are not bothered. Why? Because the coffin and that is so expensive. In Mansa Dwert, another Mansa Dwert, one guy dies, and becomes the Budal, goes somewhere else. So you see, always present Islam. In Islam, we don't have no coffin story, nothing. My father, mother, brother passed away. So what we do, we bathe the deceased, we use the calico, 3 pieces of material for the male, 5 pieces of material for the female. We have the funeral prayer, and then we pray, and then we bury the deceased. So all that so cheap, go to your coffin, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 depending. So people now have to worry of all dead slaughter, this cow, and what and what. So Islam rejects all this, remember. Islam is the only solution and panacea for the modern day world. And you can see yesterday we arrived here, mashallah, in Carolina at 4:30. And my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg, Jazahullahu Khair, Allah reward him, reward his family. We left 2 o'clock and 4 past 4. I was sleeping. I sat at the back, business class. And we entered here, I was surprised, 2.5 hours. So mashallah, then we met Dr. Gina, Mahmoud Gina, and so forth. We went for Asr Salah to the masjid, came back, had nice tea and whatever, freshened up, and then Maghrib to Isha. Wonderful crowd. Our brothers came from Ermelouk, Dr. Brother Hashim, and so, Borat and others. You must remember, other people came from neighboring. Good crowd, you know, it was also a public holiday. And I must place my sincerest thanks to Dr. Mahmoud Gina, his son Muhammad, the pilot, and they all came making khidmat and trying to make life comfortable for us. Then our Mufti Sahib, Mufti Rashid Ahmed Mia, his son Mawana Khursheed, mashallah, the imams, and then mashallah, our host there also, that last night we were there, you understand, by them, our Ismail Arbi, 2 years exactly, his father, Haji Yusuf Arbi, passed away, so we made dua for all the marhumin, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. About 20 past, they changed the time also to 5:25 for the Fajr Salat today. They said, no, you speak more, and we will change the time. So anyway, by 20 past, 25 past, we'll finish up. So Jazakallah khair to all of you here in Carolina. Allah reward you in this world and in the year after, and all your families as well. And many people we met, you know, mashallah. So the program for today, inshallah, that is Wednesday. So 8:30 to 9 today will be Mufti Aku, and Maulana Zahid will interview Mufti Aku of Newcastle Darul Uloom, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the bless of marriage, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, and 8 to 9 will be the medical file program with Maulana Musa Lahir. Maulana, we have 20 minutes plus minus, so let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A. Barakallahu fiqh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If a woman is in period, Mufti Sahib, can she read Fazail-e Amal? There is Quranic ayat inside.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're my sister, my daughter. Now you are in your menses, in your nafaki. You want to read Bukhari Sharif. You want to read Tafsir of the Noble Quran. You want to read Fazail-e Amal of Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwar Allama al-Qadawi. All permissible. Surah number 56. Remember that is Surah Waqiyah, verse 79. قرآن کریم کی جزا لا یمسہو الا المطہرون. You can't be touching the Quran Sharif in your napaki. So when you are in menses, when you are in the state where you need ghusl and a bath, then it's haram to touch Quran and read Quran Sharif. And when we don't have wudu, then we can't touch Quran, but we can read Quran, remember that. But your menses, it is hayz, it's napaki, you need ghusl when it stops, so that you can't read Quran, nor can you touch Quran Sharif. But you take commentary, you can read. And hadith kitab, you can read, and any Islamic literature, books and so forth, all that totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, can a woman attend her nikah in a separate ladies section of the masjid?
One is al-fiqh, jurisprudence, and one is al-fiqh ul-waqi. What does happen today? So let us take a practical situation, right? There is a masjid, ABC masjid. They have facilities for ladies and so forth. And we will encourage that. You must remember that our new masajid should have ladies facilities, but not for the local ladies. That should be for the musafir ladies. You know that so many people passing through Carolina, people passing through Heidelberg, people passing there, so through Escort and through where and where, Ladysmith and there. They're going to Durban, going to Joburg. It's not safe that we just stop anywhere for our ladies. So for them, we have these facilities and so forth and so on. Now you are getting married today, this weekend, Friday, and all of you who want your daughter's son's great Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so send your nikah announcements to 084-786-3132. Mozahid Khan will announce it, inshallah. Ma, last week there are 10 announcements, and one announcement I had to make Saturday, where two doctors, male and female, mashallah, so their nikah announcement came late, so 11 announcements, very good. So send your announcements there. Now, let's look at the practical situation. You're getting married, my sister, and now how will you come to the mosque? You will come all dolled up with your lipstick, dipstick, and what can what? You know better than me. We don't even know what things you'll use and all these type of things. So what does the Quran Sharif say? What does the Sunnah Mubarakah say? Quran Sharif teaches us chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women must stay glued to your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. When you go out from your homes, do not expose your beauty as they should do in time of ignorance. This is the second time of ignorance where women and Muslimah, many of them, not all, and non-Muslims, they want to flaunt their beauty. If you got it, show it, as they say, dress to impress. You know how it goes. So now you want to come there. What Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ. When a lady comes, وَهِيَ مُتَأَطِّرَةً, with the perfume and her makeup and so forth, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passes the man, you're going to come with a Rolls Royce, with a Ferrari, with a Lamborghini, and then you now disembark, you will walk towards the masjid and so forth. What do you think, the men will see you or not? You will be the center of attraction. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَهِيَ زَانِيَا, said she has committed the crime similar to that of an adulteress. Imagine the master, rahmatul alameen, using this warning. Totally haram, my sister. Which is the best nikah? Go open Mishkat Sharif. Inna a'daman nikahi barakah, aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah is the one where the least expenditure is incurred and so forth. So now you stay in your house, you read two rakat salat, and you meet the women and so forth, and say, make dua for me. I just came here. And doctor's daughter got married now a few days ago, Amira. And I told them, I said, we make dua for your beloved daughter, doctor. And we make dua. Barakallahu lakuma wa barakallahu alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fil khayr. Ya Allah, give husband, wife, barakah. Ya Allah, give them barakah from all quarters and all places. Keep them, the two husband, wife, in khayr. Sometimes we perform nikah, we don't even know the two families properly, but we will still make dua for them. That is our Islam. A'alinun nikah, announced the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the mosque and masajid, hadith in Tirmidhi. So absolutely haram for you, my sister. Your beginning stage, your foundation is already haram. And why are you doing this? Man samma asamma Allah bi. You just want to show off. When you want to show off to people, Allah will disgrace you in front of people. In my own family, people had 5-star, 7-star occasion. I had to perform the nikah. Ba, hello, Pajrak, vanu hote, hotel me. We got everything organized. Ba, abhute na sobe. I can't come to your 5-star function. You know all the haram that's going on. After 3 months, 6 months, 10 months, the girl is back. Now they come back. You say, no, man, we made big mistake. But you see, you want to show off. So leave all the showing off, all these goals. That is our teaching for you ladies to come there to the masjid for salat and for your nikah and all that. All haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, a man wants to have his nikah performed as quietly as possible. Can the nikah be performed at home with the father reading the nikah khutbah? Does it have to be signed in the nikah book? The girl's three brothers will be the witness.
Remember that it is against the sunnah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah, announce the nikah. So why you want to make it silent? She's a second wife. You want to use her as a spare wheel. You'll meet her in the hotel and there will be bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, business and so forth and so on. So you think he's right this? Do you know what Imam Malik says? Imam Malik is Imamu Daril Hijrah. Imam Malik says on the occasion of nikah, to make announcement is compulsory. Majority scholars, Hanafi, Shafis and Hanbalis, they don't agree with Imam Malik on that issue, but I'm just highlighting to you. So if the girl's father, brothers and them give permission and they are present, the nikah is valid. But is it desirable? Is it advisable? No, it's not. So if you're asking, will such a nikah be valid? Yes, it's valid. Is it desirable? No. One, you are doing it in your house. Second, you want to keep it secret. Hush, hush business. Some, there's no cloak and dagger business. Some clandestine activities. Why? You want to use her as a second wife. You want to use her as a third wife. And there. And then where you will meet her? That also meet her in some hotel and all that duck and die. So see, it's not only the nikah. Look at the consequences and so forth. So therefore, all this is undesirable, but technically the nikah will be valid. We will never encourage a nikah like that. I will not perform. If you want, I must perform your nikah, we perform it in the masjid. Otherwise, you get somebody else.
Mufti Sahab, maaf to trouble, is e-bucks collected on a savings account permissible to use?
See, we have accounts in the bank and so forth, right? Before they used to give us a lot. Nowadays, they also don't give us. So before they used to give us, you must remember, diaries. They should give you a pen or whatever you and us and all that. Now, I don't see them giving anything. So they just collect from us. But now they give you incentives and perks and all that. And then they tell you that this is now e-bucks or whatever bucks. So first question is, if the bank gives you that, is it permissible or not? Our fatwa verdict is it is permissible, okay? So that is the first issue. Second issue is this, that now can you use it for your petrol or for whatever you want to buy, clothes or whatever with that. So all that is also permissible. I went to fill up petrol the other day. So I see that they told me that now I got so much money and all that. That is BP. You see that? So all these things there we will say is permissible and it is acceptable. So you don't have to worry about that. So Islamically, our fatwa will be permissible. Obviously, taqwa and that you want to practice some precaution. So that is your prerogative. I'm coming out of my room now and I have to go downstairs, you see, because the taxi, the car will be there. So let me just come out of the room and lock it, inshallah, and give you some running commentary what I'm doing now. Right, room locked. Now let's go downstairs. I'm going to fall down. You know, Molana. Right, now we carry on, inshallah. Yes, e-bucks, t-bucks, x-bucks, all permissible. Whatever the garages are giving you, the banks are giving you, all permissible.
Okay, sir, good commentary, mashallah. I would like to know if you must give gifts to family and friends after Hajj or feed people.
Remember that you don't have to wait for Hajj or Umrah or the overseas or what. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us authentic hadith in Bayhaqi, tahaddaw tahabbu, give gifts to one another and that will generate mutual love. Fa innal hadiyata tuthibu dhagayin, and when you give gifts to one another, it removes the rancor, malice, hatred and so forth. When you give a gift, so now I'm jumping in the car. My brother Muhammad is a pilot, so we're going in his car now. So we're going to the masjid now, but we're carrying on with the program. So that, inshallah. So now, Muhammad, I'm giving him advice. When the wife is not asking or expecting, so go give her a gift. Oh, honey, take this money, you see. So you don't have to wait for Hajj and all these type of things. That your father, mother, brother, siblings, your teacher. So when... love. Whenever you can, give them something. So remember this, so that will show your appreciation to them and so forth. So that's why, and if you can't do any gifts, make dua for them, inshallah. How we make dua for the people of Carolina. So much between for us. Allah reward them, grant all their marhumin, jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. So that is what we should do. And say, jazakumullahu khaira. Hadith in Tirmidhi, when people do us a favor, so say minimum, Jazakumullahu khaira, Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly, faqad ablaghatana, then you have praised them profusely. That's why we praise the capital group, we praise this one, that one, and so forth. They did us so many favors, Allah grant them more and more bounties and favors.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to combine multiple intentions in two rakats of Tahajjud? For example, Shukr, Tawbah, needs people of Palestine, and the intention for Tahajjud all in one salah.
100%. This morning I phoned my wife and all of them because she's there and I'm here, you understood? So in a case like that, we will say that you make multiple intentions, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you read 2 rakat salat. You say tazatul shukr, salatul hajat, salatul, you understand, tahajjud. Whatever intention you make, as long as it's permissible, ya Allah, help the people in Palestine, in Lebanon, and wherever else, Kashmir, Syria, Libya, Burma. So all that, that is the further grace and mercy of Allah. Quickly, one hadith in Ibn Majah, and this kind of hadith should inspire, motivate us. Husband wakes up the wife, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Wife wakes up the husband, 3, 4 o'clock. And they read 2 rakats. She read her 2 rakats. You read your 2 rakats. Allah Jalla Wala instructs the malaika. Look at that Abdullah. Look at that Amatullah, that male, female slave of mine. In the darkness of the night, they're speaking to me. So write down and record their names. Wazakirin Allah Kathiro Wazakirat. They remember me abundantly and profusely. So that is our deen of Islam. Remember, Allah wants us to be successful. And Allah says, I gave you million, billion, zillion. But that is kul mata ud dunya qaleel. I gave you so much, but it's very little bird compared to the year after what I have in store for you. Bansela. You go to the shop, it's a bansela. You buy so much, you get the gift. Now it happened in the weekend, we went to the shop. I was surprised there at ShopRite. They told my wife, take this thing for you. So I don't know, she bought some spice and they gave something, bottle or whatever. So I say, oh, this is a bansela. So Allah giving us all that. The year after, beyond perception, comprehension. So that is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah. 100% wake up and Allah give tawfiq and make multiple intentions.
Mufti Saab, can my husband wear his ihram just to make tawaf on the mataf, even though we have already done our umrah?
100% we say that you don't have to listen to MBS. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahih hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people there that la tamna ya bani abdi manaf, they were the people in charge, that la tamnahu ahadan tawafa bihaz al-bayt, you don't prevent anybody from making tawaf. He does murtad, MBS, he comes, he makes tawaf at the bottom. But he tells the people, my father, grandfather, grandmother, 80, 90 years old, you must go on top. You must remember, for the ladies, okay, they allow them at the bottom. But my father, grandfather, he say, go on top. No, you don't have to listen to them. They're haramis, they're murtads. So you must remember that. Quran says, Surah 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ يُذِكُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whoever in the Haram, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, whoever just makes intention of deviation, oppression, we will unleash a painful punishment for that person there. So we must be very clear, you just wear your false ihram. The one Baji told me he wore false ihram, Morana, and I just tell you the story, and then we finish there in Durban. And, you know, he say, I had my hijab, my trouser underneath. And then in the crowd, so when he finish everything, his grandson asked, Dada, where's your ihram? He say, I looked, and I saw my ihram is gone after the tawaf. He say, Haru hutu ke hijab under hutu. He say, lucky my trouser was inside. But he didn't realize his ihram is gone. He said, he never flew away, his ihram flew away. Jazakallahu khairan. We have a masjid now, Masjid Hashimi. Allah Ta'ala reward our Ismail Arbi and all the Arbi family and everybody else. And here we are in, what's this place now? Caro Park, wasn't it? Yeah, we're coming here to Caro Park, small town Carolina, you see. So, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala keep all our masajid, all our mosque abad. And inshallah, we should be ones to frequent it, the men in the masjid and the women at home. Barakallahu fiqh. So inshallah, 11 to 12 bliss of marriage, 1 to 2, inshallah, the tafsir of the noble Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.